Ready, Rochelle?
Oh, I guess we're ready. All right, so I just had my eyes dilated, so my reading's not going to be perfect. So I'm passing on the announcement section to President Martin.
Thank you, Chair Kelly. Announcements for tonight's meeting. The July 18th, 2022 Finance and Administration Committee meeting will now begin after Chair Kelly has called the meeting to order. The meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant Boardroom. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may alternatively participate remotely by using the toll-free call-in number on or Zoom webinar link provided in the committee packet, which is posted on the SCV Water website. In the event there is a disruption of service which prevents the agency from broadcasting the meeting to members of the public, this meeting will not be postponed or rescheduled, but will continue without remote participation. The remote participation option is being provided as a convenience to the public and is not required. Members of the public are welcome to attend the meeting in person. Public comment during item two will be taken for items that are not on tonight's agenda, but are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the agency. For items covered in this agenda, we will take public comment at the time each item is considered. For members of the public who are present and would like to comment, please complete and submit the public comment cards to the administrator to help expedite this process. To participate in public comment from a computer, tablet, or smartphone, please click the raise hand feature, which is Alt-Y, the feature in Zoom. Then Chair Kelly will announce the agenda item on which you wish to speak. You will be notified when it is your turn to speak, at which time you may unmute your device. To participate in public comment via phone, please dial *9. When Chair Kelly announces the agenda item on which you wish to speak, phone participants will be called upon by the last two digits of their phone number or by name. When it is your turn to speak, please still dial *6 to unmute. As a reminder to staff who are presenting online, please mute all of your devices until you are ready to speak. When speaking, please turn on your camera and unmute your microphone. When you are finished presenting your item, please remute your microphone and turn off your camera. The procedures for tonight's meeting are as follows. Chair Kelly will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. Chair Kelly will ask for public comments first from members attending in person and then those attending remotely. Chair Kelly will then ask for discussion and questions from committee members. These will be taken in the order hands are raised. The committee will then come to a consensus to move the item to the board for consideration. Any PowerPoint presentations shown at tonight's meeting will be posted to the SCV Water website. Committee members in attendance tonight are Committee Chair Kelly, Director Bronstein, and Director Martin. The meeting will continue in accordance with the agenda, and I will pass it back to the chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I appreciate the assistance on this. So, Dr. Bronstein, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? So, public comment, do we have any cards?
Yes, we do have public comment tonight in person. Cam Noltemeyer.
Can you hear me? I guess I know all of you are aware And we certainly are of the death of Jerry Gladbeck. He was one of my favorite members of this board. And I was shocked to read that, as I think all of us are. And it will be a great loss, especially for the ratepayers, on losing him. The other thing I'd like to mention is that if I can, I also would like, I put in a card, and I would like to have some time to speak about your debt position for us, and then how much money you have tucked away for everything else. But I'll do that when it comes up. I believe I put it in for four, which is under Repair Advocate Services. That's all for now. I'll speak on Repair Advocates.
Thank you, Ms. Nodemeyer. And you have a public comment card for that on file? Okay, thank you. So moving on to item three, recommend approval of the fiscal year 2022-23 water supply contract payments.
Yes, good evening. So this action will approve the fixed portion of the state water contract charges for payments that will be made during fiscal year 22-23. Payments for the water supply contract are expected to be approximately $24.8 million, but can vary due to power and transportation charges. Variable charges will also vary depending on water deliveries during the course of the year, but have been budgeted at about $9 million. The recommendation is for the Finance Administration Committee to recommend to the Board of Directors to adopt the attached resolution in your packet, authorizing the General Manager to disperse funds from the State Water Contract Fund, subject to adjustments in a timely manner to meet the water supply contract and Devil's Canyon Cascade contract payment obligations during fiscal year 22-23. And this concludes my report, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Great. So with regards to item three, do we have any public comment?
We do not have public comment at this time.
And nothing remotely?
Correct.
All right. So committee questions? President Martin?
Thank you, Chair Kelly. This is a standard item that comes to us every year. We are obligated to pay the state water contract costs. And so I would move that we move this item forward to the board and put it on consent.
Put it on consent. Okay, great. Committee Woman Brownstein, you're okay with that? All right, so be moving that on to consent. So we'll go into item four. And who's taking that one?
So this item is for a contract extension approval for Robert Niehaus. They are our current ratepayer advocate. As noted in the committee report, in August of 2019, the agency entered into a three-year contract with the ratepayer advocate. The purpose of the ratepayer advocate is to provide independent third-party peer review to the board of directors and to the public in the SCV water rate-setting processes, which includes retail rates, wholesale rates, facility capacity fees, and retail capacity or connection fees. The ratepayer advocate has already performed their contractual duties for the agency's facility capacity fees, which were adopted in July of 2020, the retail rates, which took effect July of 2021, and the wholesale water rates, which took effect in April of 2022. Per policy, the ratepayer advocate will also be engaged in retail capacity fees studies, which will begin soon for the Legacy Valencia service area. Staff is seeking approval of a one-year contract extension with Robert D. Niehaus for ratepayer advocate services as well as an increase to the compensation of a not to exceed amount of $25,200 in order for the consultant to participate as the ratepayer advocate in the Legacy Valencia Retail Capacity Fee Study. And that concludes my report. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Very good. I believe we have a public comment card on this.
Yes, we do.
Delmar? Yes.
I don't recall us having a ratepayer advocate for many years. I remember a long time ago we had ratepayer advocates and it was a disaster. And I can't see now when you are very heavy, you have so much money, and I don't see any reason for one, because in a couple months, it's going to be an election and it's going to entirely change the way this operation is done. At least in my hopes, that is what is going to happen. And I don't see any reason to have a ratepayer advocate, because you do whatever you want on our rates, no matter what, even with a rate, because I've been on things like this where they've had rate advocates, and I think we had been way many years ago, but I don't recall hearing from one in all the years that we've been out here. And how many years have you had a ratepayer advocates that we, as ratepayers, have never heard about them? And basically, that's all you do is you hear them, and I don't think anything is ever accomplished by them. But if you're doing it because you're going to drastically raise our rates before we can get to the time where we are allowed to elect people that are sitting up here, I think it's foolish. And it's just another example of why we have to get where we will be in a couple months, where we have a right to vote for who sits up there. And hopefully that will change the way things are going with this agency. But like I said, I have not seen a ratepayer advocate. And I usually look at every agenda that goes through. So can you tell me, have we had one every year that we just didn't know about it as ratepayers? Or is this the first year you're putting it into effect, which is very questionable as to why it would be put into effect these few short months before we're going to have a major change, hopefully, in what goes on with these meetings and these agendas. Now, if you can explain to me the last time we
Thank
had
you.
One.
That concludes your comment.
And let me know what day, what year it was.
Do we have any remote public comment?
Not at this time.
So, Rochelle, would you be kind enough to answer a couple of quick questions for me?
Yes.
Number one, do we currently have a ratepayer advocate?
Yes.
Number two, how long have we had that ratepayer advocate? And number three, what is the scope of the intention of the continuation of the ratepayer advocate?
Yes, we do have a ratepayer advocate. It is Robert D. Nijas, and the project manager at that time was Ichiko Kido, if anyone remembers her name, and presenting during all of our rate studies. We also are required to have a ratepayer advocate function as part of our agency act. And the ratepayer advocate began in August of 2019 after the merger. And I'm sorry, what was the last question?
Scope of the continuation.
The scope of the continuation is to review the Valencia service area retail capacity fees that is being prepared by another consultant, and the ratepayer advocate will review that report and will report their findings on the recommendation that's given to the committee and then to the board for the Valencia area connection fees.
So hopefully the decisions will benefit the Valencia rate holders.
Yes, they will. Their job is to either validate the numbers that will be received from the consultant or to present their own numbers based on their research.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other?
Thank you, Chair Kelly. Thank you, Rochelle, for explaining. Yes, SB 634 requires the rate pay round lookup. As a matter of fact, Rochelle and staff explained in the report to the board that if we were to eliminate the ratepayer advocate, we couldn't do it until 2023. And at that time, it would take a 4/5 vote of the board to do so. So we do have a ratepayer advocate. The ratepayer advocate played, to me, a very important role in the rate setting process. We saw our ratepayer advocate attend many meetings and answer many questions. And I think it was a valuable service to the board that was felt important by the legislators who passed the bill to protect our ratepayers. So with that, I think it's a vital service. And I think this is a nominal change to allow for the ratepayer advocate to participate in the Valencia fee structure analysis. So with that, I would suggest that we move this forward to the board under consent. I fully support doing this, by the way.
Yeah. Very good. Director Bronson, you have any comments?
No. Sorry.
You're in favor of moving it on?
Yeah, we can move it.
Okay, so we'll be looking at moving it on the consent calendar. Thank you. So moving on to item 5, recommended approval of a contract with Chandler Asset Management. Oh, yeah. For needed investment and advisory services. Mm-hmm. My arm's not quite long enough. Okay. So, presentation?
Yeah, so this item is to approve a professional services agreement with Chandler Asset Management for investment advisory services on an as-needed basis. So in May of 2022, a comprehensive request for proposal was posted to Planet Bids seeking an investment advisory firm for SCV Water. In June, 5 proposals were received and scored based on the RFP list of minimum qualifications and evaluation criteria. The investment advisor worked with agency staff to ensure the investment policy will stay up to date, analyze cash requirements to ensure that there is liquidity for short-term expenses and optimize the amount of agency funds to invest. Also, to diversify the agency's portfolio and ensure that investments comply with the investment policy and assist staff in developing an investment strategy to increase interest income as well as protect the agency's funds that are invested. Staff is anticipating that a detailed investment report will be given by the investment advisor quarterly to the Finance Administration Committee and a focused presentation semi-annually to the Board of Directors. The top scoring firm was Chandler Asset Management. We have open communication with Chandler and have interviewed referenced agencies. Chandler is 100% employee owned and SEC registered advisors. Nearly $21.3 billion of the firm's assets are under management are from public agencies. Chandler has 180 public sector clients comprised of cities, counties, special districts, and states. And $3.8 billion of those assets under management come from water, wastewater, and utility districts. Staff is expecting to see higher investment revenues as more agency funds are invested and as a result offset some of the investment advisor fees. This is a fee-based as-needed contract and the annual cost is expected to be approximately $90,000. It is recommended that the Finance Administration Committee recommend to the Board of Directors to authorize the General Manager to enter into a professional services agreement with Chandler Asset Management for as-needed investment advisory services. And that concludes my report.
Great. Do we have any public comment card for here?
No cards and no online comment at this time either.
All right. Thank you very much. Rochelle, just two quick things. One, this is something that's a placeholder on the budget, I believe you said.
Yes, it is. We had budgeted for it last year in anticipation of hiring an investment advisor.
And it's also something that's within the limits of the general manager to fund.
Yes, it is.
Okay, very good. Any additional questions from the committee? Dr. Brownstein?
No, I don't really have any questions at this time. I'm sure I'll have more when it comes to the board, but
well, if it goes on consent, you won't.
Yeah, well, I'll have more time to talk to Rochelle then if I have any more questions.
Yeah, and you can always pull it off consent.
Exactly.
That's a choice you have. President Martin?
So I would just say that staff feels necessary to have this service. I would agree with that. And it seems like the fee is a fairly nominal fee compared to the total amount of money we're talking about investing and managing. So I would support moving it forward.
On consent? Since it's under the general manager's purview. So. Okay. Very good. So moving on to item six. Recommend receiving and filing the May 22 financial report.
All right, so I started taking notes on this, so hopefully it's not too convoluted. I reviewed it, but water sales for the month of May were down approximately 18% from the budgeted projection, but year-to-date water sales is still tracking about 4% or $2.9 million over budget. And I've also seen that in May, customers have been making progress on their conservation efforts, which is why we are starting to see a reduction in water sales versus budget. From a report that I saw, there was approximately 267 acre feet less sold in 2022 as compared to 2020. That equates to about $243,000. It's also 116,000 CCFs. As a heads up, that conservation amount doubles in June to approximately 525 acre feet less in 2022 versus 2020, which is approximately 478,000 CCFs or 228,000 less in revenue. Expenses in May were 23% or $1.6 million under budget, and year-to-date expenses are approximately 11% or $8.7 million under budget. Through May, $10.9 million revenues over expenses, approximately $25 million under budget in non-operating, which is primarily our capital PAYGO category, and it totals $36.2 million. An increase in net position. Now, we did estimate approximately $40 million would be rolled over into fiscal year 22-23 to cover a portion of the capital PAYGO program, and it looks like we're about on target to meet that number. And I don't have anything else on the financial report other than the debt and cash position is still here. The only thing that changed was the amount of cash that we have is $312,000 and how it's broken down. And also, of course, there's always the investment report in here that ties back to that $312 million number, sorry. And that's all that I have to report.
Great, thank you. Once again, any public comments of any type?
We do not have any public comment at this time.
Committee, Director Brownstein, she raised her hand.
I know.
We're in trouble.
No, it's a small, quick question about the water consumption. Is our budgeted, does it include conservation already, or is it just budgeted based on previous years?
Our budget is based on our retail water rate study, and that included a 5% conservation. So we were talking that we needed to achieve an additional 15% conservation. And that was, we felt that we would, we showed it in the budget as if everyone did achieve that conservation, that we would have enough in our unrestricted cash to cover that. But the budgeted number only includes the 5% conservation.
Okay, so I guess we should also look at this a little bit optimistically, that maybe people are conserving water.
That's kind of my take on it when I saw the report that there was some savings from prior year, and we are seeing a trickle down in our revenue versus our budget starting in May.
Okay, thank you.
President Martin? One quick question with regards to, are we tracking the conservation by commercial versus apartment dwellers, homeowners versus individuals?
Our sustainability manager, he does all of that tracking and all of that reporting. And I believe that goes to the Water Resources Committee. We do get the numbers at the end of the month, so we can start tracking them for our revenues versus our budget. But yes, they track them all by customer class.
Okay, so requesting that would be a violation of the Brown Act because we have two committees. So, okay. Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar with this, any problem? Okay.
Yep. So receiving file, yes.
Consent calendar. So looking now, moving on to the committee planning calendar.
There are a couple of things. We're going to have a technology update next month. And depending on the calendar, possibly a fleet and warehousing presentation on a topic, possibly the electric vehicles program that we are trying to introduce into the agency. So that's about all that I have new that might be coming on the calendar.
Okay, and then once again, I'm assuming there's no public comments on this.
No public comment at this time.
All right. Any committee questions?
I have no questions on the planning calendar.
Director Bronstein. Okay. Moving on. So we have item 8, general report on finance administration activities.
I can start.
Whoa. Who are you?
I'm the silent observer. My name is Eric Campbell. I'm the retiring chief financial and administrative
retiring
officer.
Chief financial.
Yes.
I don't know.
My last committee, and tomorrow night will be my last board meeting. I'm very excited to be able to retire and spend more time with my family. So,
well, I'm not sure whether to say congratulations or condolences based on retirement and trying to figure out what to do when you're retired, but thank you for sharing that information with us.
My wife will keep me busy.
All right, so you have a report for us.
Yeah, just a short one. we've talked in the past and we presented on the upcoming Valencia capacity fee study. We ran a request for proposal, and essentially what we ended up with was one valid response, and the four other firms that had been interested and downloaded and reviewed the project declined to bid. And so reached out and spoke with each one of them. And it was really just it's a combination of scheduling, timing of things. So we had one respondent that was complete. The name of the firm is Bartle Wells Associate. They're well-known, based in Berkeley, and we've spoken with them, and I worked with Courtney and have had discussions with General Manager Stone regarding this. The agreement is within his spending authority, the General Manager's spending authority. So we are going to just go ahead and contract with these folks to lead that analysis. And I just wanted to put that out there because we were anticipating, you know, more response and running this through the committee than the board. But given that we had one response, we checked out the reasons why, and the firm is very well respected in the water industry. And the money is less than the general manager spending limit. The contract is for under $60,000. We're just going to go ahead and just letting you know that we're not going to do a formal presentation and package through for board approval because it's not necessary. So that's what I wanted to share with you. Other than that, Rochelle, I'm not sure if you've got anything else that you'd like to add or put in there.
I don't have anything to add. I was going to update a little bit on our accounts receivable, but I don't have those numbers yet. The system, I guess, crashed a couple times on running the report. So I'll have an update next month on our accounts receivable.
All right, very good. So, Mr. Campbell, I'd like to say thank you very much for coming aboard, working with us, helping guide us. I think it's been extremely rough times between COVID and between working remotely, as well as the growth of the agency and keeping us on a financial direction. So I'd seriously like to thank you for your service, and I hope you have an enjoyable retirement, and want to let you know that if there's any way we can reach out to you, don't let us.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I spent over 30 years in my career in public service, and the goal had always been to be able to serve at some point in my own community. And I'm grateful that I had this opportunity to do this. What a great bunch of folks. We did do a lot of very difficult post-merger consolidation work, and between Rochelle and Chris from my staff and the whole team that works in our department, wonderful work. They've all learned to work well together, and Rochelle has done a terrific job of getting people from different former agencies to work together as one. And I'm looking forward to watch from afar the continued success, and I look forward to seeing you all in the neighborhood around town. It's a small community, and I'm looking forward to keeping in touch. Thank you.
Good. I didn't realize that was Chris. I thought it was the Lone Ranger over there hiding behind that mask. President Martin, any comments?
Sure. Thank you, Chair Kelly. Eric, we wish you the very best in your retirement. We thank you for everything you've done for the agency since you've been here. I've enjoyed very much working with you. I think the recent actions taken by the rating agencies are a testament to the fine work that you and Rochelle and the rest of the finance staff have done. And with that, we just wish you the very best in your retirement, and we will miss you.
Dr. Bronstein, any comments?
Well, yeah, I'm bummed to see you go. You have been so gracious with your time and your explanation as a new board member. It really meant a lot to me that your door was always open. I could ask you any question, big or small, and you always took the time to answer it without making me feel like I might not understand stuff. It was always really, really well delivered, and I really appreciate your insight and feedback, and hopefully we can still rely on you a little bit. And you know, if we ever get a little too testy, hopefully we'll see you over there making a public comment and holding our feet to the fire.
Yeah, I think the Noltmeyers are going to have to slide down one, because I'm going to start sitting right back there now.
I'm looking forward to it.
So I'm assuming any questions from us is outlawed at Starbucks. Okay. All right. With that, if there's nothing else on item 8, general report, any other comments, then we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, staff.